All right, we are now live, being recorded our non-podcast podcast for the end of season playoff with the dudes of Bright Side of the Sun. We've got, who's here, Trevor, Scott, hey. Jose, Max, say yo. Somebody say yo.
Yo.
Yo, all.
The sky.
What up? All right, guys, how's everybody doing tonight, today, whatever?
Doing great. Thanks for asking.
Just a little hyped coming off that hate thread we got going.
Man, that shit was off the hook. sometimes I really need to spend a little more time thinking about what I'm doing before I do it. That was just like a random thought, like, hey, you know, there's too much loving going on. Let's see what we can do to mix it up. And
900 hateful 900 comments later.
Comments later, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe it'll get it out of the system. I don't know. You were rocking the hate thread, though, Scott. I appreciate that.
I was.
And Trevor, too. You were holding your own in there.
Yeah, I think
Jose, I think, you know, you didn't show up. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Max, you know.
I have a job, man. I have to be there. They expect me to do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing, though, because you and a hate thread would probably, you know, not go over well.
We don't really need to document shit, I say. So
yeah,
not
yeah, exactly. All right, so the first thing we're going to start with is, you know, preseason predictions. I've got them right here. We're going to go Max first because you know why, Max.
Because I probably had the lowest expectations.
You had, well, let's not call it expectations. Let's just call it...
Non-expectations?
No faith. 41-41, no playoffs. I mean, 41-41 got the Bulls in the playoffs, but, you know.
You redacted my prediction, though, and I even commented, I said, no playoffs unless it's an eight-horse race, which is
Well, look,
what
I mean, you can't just, like, make up rules along. Let's say, all right, well, we'll win 50 if this happens, but we'll win 45. No. It was 41-41, no playoffs. That's you're trying to back out of it now?
No. I back out of it now. I said that the first – I said if
oh,
it's
you're
an eight-horse
backing
race
out of it then.
If it was an eight-horse race, then, yeah, of course they'll make the playoffs. That's a default. That doesn't mean that they deserved it. Now, obviously, they've done better than that, and they've more than deserved it. So, yeah, I was wrong. I didn't think they were going to gel anywhere near this well. So, yeah.
So that's it. It's the gelling. The it's like the hair gel. I mean,
it's certainly not the talent. I mean, some of the guys are still, you know, I mean, come on. You know, our starters are our starters. That's great, but our bench is still, you know, just a – bunch of ragtag dudes.
Oh, ripping on the bench. You were in for some serious hate, my friend.
Why?
It's coming your way.
Name someone on the bench. Leandro, he was a fucking ghost.
I can name the whole bench if you want to go through that,
yeah,
but I don't think that'd be very good to listen to.
Yeah, go.
No. Yeah.
start with Taylor Griffin. And what's that dude, Dwayne Jones now?
Taylor Griffin, I just call him not Blake because that's pretty much all he is. He's not Blake. So that's enough for him. Lou's great, except
right,
he can't
catch.
Wait.
Who's the guy who said 41-41, no playoffs, and he's throwing shit around at Taylor Griffin?
I love Lou, but he can't catch. You know, he's got hands like feet, so that's you know, not good.
You know, he has small, delicate hands.
Right, that's really useful in basketball, you know? I mean, if he was a surgeon, awesome, but in basketball, not necessarily.
He's a free
right,
safety.
Who else?
You know, he's a defensive player. All right, well... This is boring. Moving on. So, Scott, you weren't around back when we did predictions, but what would your prediction have been?
You know, I pulled up my predictions from my old blog while we were talking.
We'll trust you. No, we won't, but we will.
I had a six.
You had a six with what? With how many wins?
Around 50. I didn't put a specific win number, but I also called out the big lead several times for picking us for 29 wins.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would even bother to read that site. I mean,
that infuriated me.
It's a joke.
It's good gossip.
Yeah, no, it's.
To discredit my predictions, though, I picked the Wizards fifth in the East.
Brilliant.
I picked them fourth in the East. So good on you.
So what went right? You know that exceeded your expectations.
You know. Amare just came around in the second half of the season. That was the biggest deal to me. Obviously, having the bench play well was very important. And, I mean, Channing Frye, you really couldn't have expected about what he got, around 11.5 points a game from him. And Nash didn't tail off at all. I mean, realistically, though, I cannot say I'm overly shocked at the fact that they won 54. The 3 seed might surprise me a little bit, but the winning 54 doesn't necessarily do it. I mean, you're talking about a team that won 46 games last year, was injury-riddled, and had a coach that was so bad that he had to get fired in February.
Yeah, that didn't go so well, did it?
It did
all
not.
Right, Trevor, what did you have? What was your let's just pause here for a minute. You guys are, like, too respectful of each other. You know, this isn't Sunday school. You can, like, chime in and respond.
I have no problem jumping on
really
people's
really nobody
toes.
Wants to listen to us, like, just rattle on. I guarantee it.
So we want, like, pardon the interruption type?
Yeah, yeah. Like, boom, boom, boom. Come on, let's keep it flowing, guys.
All right. I had the Suns finishing 7th in the West, and I was thinking probably somewhere around, like, 48 wins or so. I think the biggest surprise, obviously, I mean, the development of Dragic and Lopez, I think that's mainly the biggest surprise to, or the biggest reason for the success of the Suns. But, I mean, that's pretty well documented, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say that the bench, definitely. I had them around the 6th or 7th seed. I knew we were going to make the playoffs, though. You know, as Scott said, our players were, you know, were great last year, although we had an incompetent coach, you know, and he was fired. But I thought we saw glimpses of the great bench that we would have this year, you know, last year. So the biggest surprise to me, Shannon Frye, definitely. And obviously the play of Goran Dragic.
Yeah, yeah. I had 46 wins, like 7th or 8th seed. And, you know, I honestly think the team did about as well as I thought. I think the rest of the West actually isn't as good. There's a lot of injuries in the Western Conference this year.
Well, when you have New Orleans and Houston going down like that, that's going to have an impact.
Yeah, exactly. And look, hey, Blake Griffin, I mean, that dude, I thought that dude was going to legitimately get them to the playoffs. I mean, he's a fucking stud.
Yeah.
And the Warriors, I mean, well, no, that's not.
You mean the Iowa Energy?
Yeah, the Iowa Energy, exactly. I mean, you know, Don Nelson, you know, he almost played last night. That dude, you know, could have suited up and rolled it out there for him. So,
would he have the Bud Light in hand, though?
What's that?
I said, would he have the Bud Light in hand when he suited up?
I swear to God, that's no joke. I said, last year I was at one of the first games I had credentials for, and I walk into the locker room. This is the locker room, and there's Don Nelson with a Bud Light, and it's the best thing I've ever seen. This state. I mean, because it's like seeing Santa Claus. It's like, it happened. Where was
success
camera,
has not
man?
Changed him.
No,
I wasn't around. I wasn't around. Trust me, I would have loved to have been around for that.
Yeah,
Bud Light though, really?
I swear to God, it was a Bud Light. His big ass belly is hanging out. He was after the game. I think he got tossed from that game, actually.
Sure, it wasn't a Coors Light. I could see him as more of a Coors Light kind of.
No, no, it was Bud Light. It was definitely.
Nelly does not respect the silver bullet. Come on.
No.
Everyone knows that.
All right, so Brandon Roy, the big news today, you know, fall over Twitter that Brandon Roy is going to have the surgery. What do you guys think this does to the playoffs? Does the first round series, does it matter? Does it make a difference? No.
Portland's 8-9 when Brandon Roy doesn't play. That has to factor in. I mean, everyone's talking, all these people in the hate thread are talking about how, oh, it's not a big deal, but they're 8-9 when he doesn't play.
Yeah, but they kicked our ass without him.
Yeah, but I mean, that was coming off the road trip. We're going into the All-Star break, and we played like shit.
And all excuses aside, I mean, you have, it's a 7-game series. I mean, you can have guys that can step up for a game, and then they get a couple days rest, and I mean, everything like that. But I mean, if you're in a 7-game series with a team that's, I mean, I'll say it, the Suns are better than the Blazers without Brandon Roy and with all the injuries that they have. So, I mean, in a 7-game series, I mean, they might be able to steal a couple, but, I mean, the Suns are going to take it for sure.
You know, I'd like to say they're going to do pretty well. Rudy Fernandez, originally I was thinking Rudy's going to step up. I mean, that dude can ball. But then I remembered he speaks Spanish as his first language, and I don't trust anybody who speaks Spanish as his first
Hey, what's up with
wow.
that?
Can we talk about that dunk he had on Dwight Howard in the Olympics?
Well, you know...
When was that? Who?
The Olympics. The gold medal game.
Oh, yeah, Rudy did dunk all over him.
All I remember is him and Powell fucking up the dunk contest that year. You know,
that was horrible.
Pathetic.
That was boring.
Bayless, is he going to have an impact on the series at all?
He's fared pretty well against it, has he not?
But he also implodes a bit. Like, sometimes he starts rushing his shots, and he could do both. Like, he can really hurt you, you know, drop 25, 30. But he can also just really screw up the flow of the team. So, you know, I think you take it for what it is.
All right, who's going to have a better series, Bayless, Barbosa, or Dragic?
Bayless. He's going to get more opportunity.
I think Dragic, honestly, I think, I don't mean to be a homer or anything, but I think he'll be able to.
No, be a homer. I mean, dudes were homers.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think that Dragic is going to, since he's on a bigger stage, I mean, I know the kid's eager to show off what he can do, and I mean, the newfound support from Steve Nash and everything. I'm going to go with Dragic on this. I mean,
here's my question about Goran, though. Is his playing time going to be the same? How are they going to keep the rotations in the playoffs?
Yeah,
Nash's minutes going to go up?
No, Nash's minutes will go up. I mean, Judge has already talked about that. I think, though, is that Barbosa's minutes will go down. I think that's the guy who's going to hurt. So
you're going to see a lot more of Dragic at the two?
At the two, exactly, because those two guys on the floor together. And you know, the Blazers will go small, too. They'll play Bayless and Miller together. They'll play they won't. They don't have anybody left. Forget that. They'll play Diener. They might play Diener. They could play Diener, right?
Good luck with that.
Yeah, Diener.
Well, if you think about it, though, Bayless and Miller are, you know, they're scorers. So, I mean, if Dragic is going to have to defend them, it's, I don't know. He's going to do fine. I'm not saying that, but...
And did you see Dragic block Russell Westbrook the other day?
Who? The Ninja
Westbrook.
Turtle guy?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook, man. But Westbrook is better than Bayless.
A little bit. Way to head on a limb there, Seth.
Yeah. You know, that's what I do. That's how I roll, man. You know, I throw it out there.
Westbrook, I don't know, man. He's got Kevin Durant. Of course he's going to be better. There's not that many people covering him.
Why do we even listen to you? What are you talking about?
Seriously.
All right, so let's go to the front line. Aldridge and what? Fry? That scares me, right? I mean, Fry.
Yeah, Fry, anyone scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fry's going to get torched on the defensive end. I don't think that's really even a question.
Have you guys seen Fry's face every time he commits a foul? He's starting to look like Tim Duncan.
Oh, man.
Every single time, he never fouls, and he can hit the guy in the head, and he still complains. I mean,
what he's mad about is that he's fouling, but still the guy is getting the shot off.
Exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to hard foul. He's horrible at it.
Yeah, you know, he did it. There were points in the season where he was doing it. It seems like he's backed off of it. So I'm holding out a little faith that he's gonna put somebody on their ass once or twice.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he doesn't have it in him to do it.
So can Camby do anything on Amari? Can he stop him? I mean, not stop Amari, but can he bother Amari at all?
I don't think anyone can stop Amari right now, like you said. I mean, I think he'll pester him a little bit, but Amari's going to get his, and I think the Blazers know that.
Yeah, what? And I think the biggest thing with Camby, the biggest thing that I'm scared about is just keeping him off the offensive boards. I think the Blazers for the series, as Camby goes, I think the Blazers are going to go. So, I mean, if Camby's in there getting 14, 15 boards a night and getting, I don't know, like six of those in the offensive end, I mean, I know that's a lot, but, I mean, if he's having games like that, it's going to be tough for the Suns to win, and it'll be a lot easier for the Blazers to pick up the slack.
Can the Suns win a low-scoring game without Robin? I mean, look, I think if Robin was in this series,
yes,
it would be a 40.
We did it. We beat him. We beat him in a low-scoring game.
Yeah, with Robin.
Well, yeah, but I just think they're going to have to score more points than us. That still is the be-all and all game.
Wait. Say that again?
They're still going to have to score more points than us, whether it's low-scoring or not.
They're going to have to, okay.
I know, more points, greater than.
Make sure I understood the rules of the game here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Good, good. All right, anything else about the series? What about how many games do you think it goes, guys?
Six.
I think Suns in five.
Five?
Six.
Yep.
I'm going to go six. I think, I think this team is better than people are giving credit for. There's just something about the way they play. They're just, you know, they're just some hard-ass motherfuckers over there. You know, Miller's going to go off on one of these games. One of their other guys is going to win a game for them. But, you know, six I'll take. Hey, look, which of us thought they were going to get through the first round at the beginning of the season? I think
there you go.
Happy with six.
Can we all agree we're thrilled Steve Blake's not around? I feel like he owns the Suns.
Yeah, no.
Seriously.
He probably misses the Suns. I mean, we made him a better player every single time.
Didn't he have a triple-double the other day against the Blazers?
I think he did.
Yeah, that dude.
Another Steve Blake triple-double. They're going to put up the Oscar Robertson graphic on SportsCenter any day now.
Maybe the other team was wearing purple. That's why maybe he thought he was playing.
I think he was playing the Blazers. I think he was pissed. He's like, you guys, you shit my ass to the Clippers. I'm going to take it out on you.
I remember him. He actually, the Clippers came to Phoenix a couple days after he got traded, man. And I took a picture of him, and he looked so fucking depressed, like on the court, like visibly.
I think that's just his face.
Clippers. No, he looked, because I remember that. I even compared it. I looked at him when he was on the Blazers, and he looked pretty depressed. But on the Clippers, he looked even worse. Like, he looked like he just don't put him near sharp objects or something. Like, even he knew. He was like, man, the Clip, really? Wow.
Hey, Max, you don't know. I mean, I get every game. I sit down, Max, before the game, halftime, he's telling me stories. He's been doing this shit for 4 or 5 years on the baseline. Give us a good story, Max.
Good story about what? About Blake?
Something that's happened in a game, you know, something cool.
I got nothing, man. I don't know.
What about the Chris Paul? You're always telling me stories. Come on.
I'll tell you what. That's one of the reasons I remember I picked Bayless to have a good series, because Andre Miller actually could too, because he's got a chip on his shoulder about being a better guard than everyone makes him out to be and whatnot. But the problem is, I remember Chris Paul, was it last year or the year before, he torched us for 42. And someone goes to set a pick for him, and he tells the guy, I don't need a fucking pick. And he says, I can burn this guy. And he's looking right at Nash, and Nash, like, hesitates for a second, kind of depressed, like, wow, he doesn't respect my defense at all. And the moment he hesitates, Chris Paul just blows by him, just like he's gone. He's gone, and then he just walks by him, and like Nash was like, yeah, no, I'm slow and old. What the fuck was I thinking? And then Chris Paul was just doing that repeatedly, like, fuck the pick, I don't need it, I'm burning him. And he would just do that so bad. And I think Bayless is going to have kind of the same thing. If you put Bayless on Nash, what do you do? If I'm Bayless, I'm just going to rip him up. I mean, that's why I think he's going to have the best series out of the three guys that you picked before, so. Miller's just old. I mean, he could score, but he's old. But Bayless is quick. I mean,
tie that back. That was impressive.
No, I'm sorry. If you're a fast guard, you want the Suns. Like, fast
oh, I agree.
Guard, even slow guards. Look at Blake. I mean, he's
if
not
you're a
fast. And he was
you
like,
know what? If you're a guard, you want the Suns. Period.
Of course.
I mean, whether you're old or quick or whatever. I mean,
whether you're old or quick, yeah, no, regardless, yeah, you want the Suns, exactly.
But it doesn't That's matter, because right. Steve is still going to get his the other way, because none of those guys can stop him either. And what Steve is getting his, he's not just scoring, but he's setting up other guys. I mean, I'll take our guy over their guy.
Yep.
Yeah, again, with Bayless, but you said, you know, between Bayless and Miller and Dragic, and I said Dragic is probably not going to get a ton of minutes unless he does the combo thing. Miller, he's old. He's still going to do his thing, but I don't know. I think Bayless is going to do something. That's, like I said, it's just, they're not going to, who are they going to D him with? Nash? Barbosa? Really? Come on.
No. If they played Bayless and Miller together, you got to go with Dragic. Because Jason can't stay in front of him. I mean, that's the best option, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think the reason that I chose Dragic, I mean, aside from, like, putting up numbers and everything, I mean, obviously with Brendan Roy out, I mean, Miller and Bayless are going to have to pick up the slack. But I think as far as impact on the game, I think Dragic, just with the way he's been playing lately, just able to give Nash a rest and come in. And some of the passes he's been making lately have just been phenomenal. I mean, just looking at some of the stuff that he's been able to do lately, I mean, it's really encouraging to see the kid play like that. So, I mean, I think aside from putting up numbers, I think he'll have the – I think he'll be the biggest –
He got robbed on that three-quarter alley-oop. I mean, that was an incredible play on both
for
ends.
Sure.
And it, you know, it wasn't the pass of the night or even the dunk. I mean, I was like, how do you people
actually
not recognize that play?
I don't think the
– I give Lou a ton of credit because he caught that. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, I mean, Lou with the ball handle there, I mean, the fact that he caught it was just right there.
Well, the picture, I mean, his head was in the net, and he reversed it. I mean, that whole play was...
Yeah, he gets style points, definitely. He gets style points.
Yeah. What's the one thing that you worry most about this series, aside from injuries or, you know, anything crazy, you know, the refs or some fight, but what's the thing that worries you most?
The ability that the Blazers have to slow down the game. That's my main concern. I was talking to Maureen a couple of days ago, and I told her I don't want the Spurs and I don't want the Blazers. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. That team just makes me feel uncomfortable for some reason. Obviously, it helps that Brandon Roy is not in the lineup, will not be in the lineup for the playoffs, but they just make me feel uncomfortable. That's all I can say about that.
Trevor, what do you think?
I think rebounding. I mean, it's a pretty well documented fact that the Suns can outscore people if they can keep it on the boards. But, I mean, with Camby in there, Aldridge is doing all right this year. I mean, even Juwan Howard, for being the shell of a player that he is. I mean,
he always just, he'll find a way. He'll do something. You're like, God damn, I wish that guy was dead already.
I thought he was dead. Every year I see him, I keep asking, he's alive? Holy
he
shit,
is.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, apparently, very alive.
Yeah.
Very alive.
Yeah. What do you think, Scott? What's your...
You know, I hate to agree with Trevor, always, as a rule, but I think it's rebounding also. And, you know, just the kind of difference that Marcus Camby has made for them has been pretty impressive. And I think about offensive rebounding and the way Camby's going to pull him down, and I think of Antonio McDyess in the Suns-Spurs game a couple weeks back. I mean, I feel like he had, like, 7 offensive boards. I'm probably a couple off, but it felt like it. And so that's the kind of thing that concerns me, second-chance points. Because, I mean, they're going to keep you to one shot, and you can't let them have 3 or 4.
Yeah, yeah. Who else? Did I catch y'all? Max.
Not rebounding, definitely. I remember, was it last game? We were counting, and Camby must have had like a dozen boards in the first half, and it was just scary. I mean, he wasn't even trying that hard. It's just we weren't trying that hard either.
You know, it sucks. So the schedule doesn't help us with him either because, you know, we're not playing Saturday, so they get an extra day of rest. And when you look at this series, there's all kinds of rest in here. It's like it's not, you know, game off, you know, it's not every other day. There's too much rest, and I think that helps them more than it helps us.
I totally disagree with you there. We have Steve Nash and Grant Hill.
Yeah, we got to throw them in the hyperbaric chamber for the 2 days. Fuck it.
No. You know, both Grant and Steve, those guys want to play. They want to be on the floor. You know, it's one thing if it was too many games, but every other day for, like, the first 3 or 4 games. Man,
what are Grant's numbers in, like, back-to-backs, though?
We're not talking about back-to-back.
Talking about getting rest. I mean, I think for Hill and Nash, that's more helpful than not.
No, I think because we've got other guys that can step up, and they need Camby to be able to play hard for, you know, 40 minutes a night. And if he's got 2 or 3 days to recover, that helps them. So the one thing I fear most is, I mean, we've been shooting like 46% from 3 since Robin went out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you keep waiting for that to shut off. I mean, it just can't continue.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just been lights out. And they've been, the last 2 games, it's just been, boom, on fire. Now they're getting these days off. It's not going to be there that first game. Those 3s are not going to be falling that first game. And can they still find a way to get points other than Amari getting his? Because he'll still get his. But, I mean, you've got to have more than that. So that's what I worry about. All right, anything else you guys want to talk about? We wrap this shit up. All right.
Did anyone want the Nuggets instead of the Blazers?
Oh, I absolutely wanted.
Absolutely, yeah.
But factoring in the second round, the possible second round matchup, you still wanted the Nuggets?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted the Blazers more than the Nuggets. Come on, the Nuggets. I mean, seriously, they're crazy. But that's the problem. You have no idea. They could light you up. I mean, Carmelo, if he has 2 40-point games, that could be 2 victories right there. And J.R. Smith, I mean,
yeah, but they're not going to both have the games at the same time with Martin.
And they don't need to.
They don't have size. They don't have depth.
Has Chauncey Billups ever lost a first round series?
Ever?
Yes, I don't.
He has.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't think he would.
I'd say probably back in like 2003 or something like that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, they won the championship in 2004, and they went to like 5 straight Eastern Conference finals.
87.
Yeah. Back when he was at Colorado, they lost.
Yeah.
I don't know. I preferred the Blazers, I mean, mainly because of the next round. I mean, if we're going to go to the Western Conference Finals, it's probably going to be against the Lakers, and why not give Robin Lopez as much time as possible to heal?
Have you guys been watching? I mean, you know, you hear these guys like Legler and all these dudes on TV. They went from like the Suns suck, the Suns can't, you know, even get to the playoffs, and now everybody's like, man, they're good. They might get to the finals this year. And I mean, how does it switch that fast? I mean, these people, do they have any sense at all?
I think because they need someone to pick, and so they don't want to pick the Lakers because it's too fashionable. And then the Mavericks is like the second most fashionable, so they look down the seeds and we're 3rd. So there you go.
Do you guys think the Suns can actually get to the finals this year?
Puncher's chance.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think if everybody plays well. I think that we can beat any team, honestly. And so, I mean, if everybody's firing, if Fry's not bricking threes left and right, I mean, I think we have a fighter's chance. But I mean,
I think you know what, I hate to say it, but I think Fry's the X factor guy. Everyone, we kind of know what we're gonna get, but if Fry hits like 6 threes, I mean, right there you got what, 18 points, and you're stretching the court for the opposing bigs. And I really
think it's Collins. I think we need Collins to score like 15, 20 points.
I think he's ready. He's been saving it up.
Yeah, did you see him? Did you see that picture where he's like bounding his chest in front of Kershaw? That cracks me up. That was an AP photo, by the way. Just going to throw that out there, Max.
He's in playoff form.
I've got the same one, man. I've got the same one.
Well, it doesn't matter if I don't have it.
Well, you know, that whole work thing again.
It'd be like, hey, you know, I wrote this really cool thing. It's in my head.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I think it all comes back to Robin for me. I mean, this team with Robin was so, I mean, it like made me hard. They just, the way they were playing basketball, you know, defensively, the rebounding numbers, the, you know, the toughness, just knocking people on their ass. I mean, it was just like, it was like nirvana, because they were still a great offensive team. It wasn't like there was a sacrifice to get that. And then, you know, I don't know, what do you call it, when you have something and it doesn't last very long and it goes away? Well, there's a word for that, right? Fleeting? I don't know.
Fleeting?
I should write for it.
What's your gut, Seth? Are we going to get him back if we make the second round?
Yeah, I actually think there's a good chance. I mean, you know, the dude wants it. There's no question that the guy wants to come back. And, you know, second, maybe even, you know, if we can get to the finals, the Western Conference finals, you know, I kind of think there's a good chance he'd come back. And now, whether he could play, that's the thing, because he's not even running right now. He's not doing anything except stretching. So,
how much does it take for him to do what Collins does right now, though? Play 12 minutes and kind of run out on the floor?
That's what I'm thinking. If he can start, you know, play, you know, 10, 12 minutes, and then you don't need Collins to do that.
Exactly.
You know, you
that's
get
an upgrade right there.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to expect he's going to be rusty. He's a young kid. He's not used to these kinds of situations, you know.
He had a hell of a game when he came back from injury the first time.
Well, you know,
granted,
what happened,
the T-Wolves.
Look at fucking Tracy McGrady. Their first game back, you know, Barbosa did this too. The first game back is good. It's the next three.
Yeah.
It always works that way.
Well, we don't need much offense from him, which is a plus.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Hopefully he plays. How about that?
Does Leandro get his act together, or is he toast?
Absolutely not. Let's just put him off to the side and hope he comes back next year.
Do you even want to see him in the game at this point?
Not really.
Not really.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not at all. No way. Why? What, for his vaunted defense? I mean, shit. It's not his scoring. He's not
doing making that. Bad fouls.
America, Jose. What are folks saying about Leandro down there?
They're pretty sad. I mean, everybody is hoping that he gets back in form, but I just cringe every time I see him in the game. He looks lost. His shot selection is awful. He tries to make the extra pass, and it's always a turnover. I mean, we're just expecting for him to get better, but I agree with everyone. He just needs to stay.
But they're saying those things in Spanish, right, so it doesn't count.
Wait. Jose, let's be honest, though. What's back in form? I mean, just a lot of points with no assists, no other value other than scoring. Dragic can score, and he'll actually pass.
Yeah, but
you guys have forgotten defense.
How about defense?
You guys have forgotten how important Barbosa was for us in the last couple of years. I mean, this is a guy that came off the bench and scored 30 points a game.
We had no one else off the bench.
He's a ghost.
Now we do. And here's the thing.
Maybe it's not that he's a bad player. It's that we don't need him as much as we did in the past.
Somebody should have written that in November.
No, well, here's the thing, man, and I used to see this all the time, and this is the value of Steve Nash, but when he gets off the court, back before Dragic and whatnot, the moment he left the court, you had Barbosa running the point, and you would see the guys would change their attitude entirely, because with Steve, if you're on his team, you know that if you make the right cuts, if you make those backdoor, you know, cuts and all that stuff, and you run around your screens and everything, if you're in a good position to score, you'll get the ball. With Barbosa, the moment he puts his head down, it doesn't matter. There's a fucking gun to his head. He is not passing that ball. And everyone on his team knew that.
Barbosa
so was
not a point guard. He was never a point guard.
Nah. But that's not his fault.
But he would get the point, and that's the problem. And so the rest of the team would go, well, what's the point of working hard and trying to rebound for this guy who's just going to toss up a shot no matter what?
Yeah.
What's the point of making those cuts? He changed the entire face of the offense the moment he steps on the court. Now, with him and Dragic, that could make sense because then he plays his natural two, except for the fact that now he's undersized guarding another two. So he actually, you know, aside from his scoring, he serves absolutely no value. And since Dragic can do that, guard his guy and make the pass, there's no reason to give Barbosa minutes. I mean,
and against the Blazers especially, because they don't, you know, I was joking around, they're probably not going to play Miller and Bayless together very much. They're going to have Rudy out there, and even, you know, Webster. They're going to have a fairly large backcourt, which means, you know, I think Dudley's going to see a lot of time of the two. You're going to see that, you know, Dragic-Dudley-Hill combination. And
yeah.
Right.
I think it was either you, Seth, or Will the other day who wrote about Barbosa. He's like watching a baseball hitter go through a slump. He's trying to hit a home run every time he comes to bat.
Exactly.
That pretty much puts it best because he has been a disaster since he came back.
So is there anyone here that doesn't think Dragic is, you know, a legit point guard, that he's just a two guard?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this guy is playing like a true point guard. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Is there anybody here who's played the point guard position at an international level?
Well, you know, it's funny.
Does Serbian Montenegro count?
No, playing for the Panamanian national team, man. Don't you know that?
I didn't know that.
Greatness. No, Jose, man, tell him.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I played for a couple of years, when I was young and stuff.
Killer.
I played for 4 years in the Panamanian national team as a point guard, and I got beat up by bigger point guards, so I know what Steve Nash goes through every night. But, you know, going back to Dragic, I definitely feel he's a great point guard. He has great court vision, which is what we need, you know, on the court. Very good leadership. What Max says is true. When Barbosa came in, you know, around the point, everybody's attitude changed, and that doesn't happen when Dragic comes in. I mean, the energy keeps flowing. Everybody's excited because they know that they're going to get the ball if they have a high percentage shot, and that's what you want from a backup point guard, definitely.
Yeah, I think you can't discount his personality either. I mean, this is a kid who everybody loves when you meet him. He's just got this kind of an electric personality. So his teammates absolutely love him, and that's great. But now they also respect him and they trust him on the court. And that combination of like having that kind of like, dude, you're my bro, and respecting your game, I think it's pretty, you know, I'm so high on that kid's upside.
He's also got an edge to him, though, because if you remember last year he was a disaster defensively.
Yeah, well.
I mean, guys were, the moment he would guard somebody, they would just start getting the ball in ISO mode and just do him for, like, 10 or 15 points.
Yep.
But now he's got kind of an edge to him. I mean, if you recall, was it late last year, was it Tinsley? Remember when Tinsley nutmegged him?
Tinsley, and
then he did it right back to him on the next
play. That was early this year.
Was it early this year? Okay,
yeah,
well,
it
was this year.
Sometime this season. But yeah, I like stuff like that. You know, Dragic, obviously, he's got a nice edge to him. Who did he shrug off the last couple games? Wasn't there a guy that he bumped right at the half-court line? The guy tried to play some D on him, and he just threw him off him, man. It was great.
Well, he did that against Darren Williams last night. Mm-hmm. Darren was ball-pressuring him pretty hard up, and he just like, screw that, I'm around you.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, yeah.
No, exactly. That's important. That's important. He's marking his territory. He's letting people know, you know, because, you know, I think some of the players might, or some of the other teams might still think of him last year. And if you compare him last year to this year, it's like two completely different people. And
man,
so,
that play he had where he sidestepped Williams and threw the ball, I mean,
that was insane.
Yeah, that was like John Wall. I think he's the only other guy I've seen do anything like that this year.
Yep.
Yeah, that was nice.
So, all right, guys, are we starting the Dragic is better than John Wall rumor?
Yeah, man. Why not?
Whoa. I don't know about that.
We're going to offer Dragic for the first pick. How about that?
Yeah. And the Nets would do it in a heartbeat. Why wouldn't they?
Of course.
Well, you know who would do it, though? Indiana. Come on.
Oh, of course. He's white. They got to have a white guy. More white guys. We can change his name to Steve Jones or something.
Yeah, we got to change the name.
Yeah, we need to be a white American.
Travis Greener. Oh, yeah.
No. Gordon Douglas. Gordon Douglas, that would be his white name. Gordon Douglas.
Travis Diener, the third best player on the 03 Marquette team, playing for the Blazers bench.
Man, do you remember when Diener shoved Amari after that dunk? God, I remember that play.
Yeah, what a punk. Ever since then, I've just thought that Diener was just a punk kid.
Yeah, I remember the last time the Blazers were here, he was out warming up early, and I actually thought he was Patty Mills, because I just didn't, oh, he's a white dude, he must be Patty Mills.
You didn't watch much St. Mary's last year, huh?
No, I didn't watch any St. Mary's. And the dude just would not stop smiling. He's like this goofy guy out there just fucking around. Like, that's Patty Mills that everybody's so impressed with? It wasn't. It was Travis Diener.
Yeah, he was thrilled to have a paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that'd be
crazy. Dwayne Wade got his ass paid for 5 years.
Exactly.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up. No one wants to listen to us talk. I don't even know I want to listen to us talk.
I can listen to myself all day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, let's see. I'll hang up and you just keep talking. All right, we'll do this again after, you know, maybe in the middle of the series, maybe between the first and the second. You know, maybe before the finals. How about that?
Yeah, sounds great. I'll be there.
All right, guys.
Great.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.